Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 16th. A power outage affecting roughly 7,000 customers in Saugeen Shores and the surrounding area, including over to Paisley and south of town as well, was estimated to be on by around 2 this afternoon, but that's been reassessed, and at last check, estimated restoration ranged between 4 and 6 this evening. There was a multi-vehicle collision this afternoon at the intersection of Tomlinson Drive and Godrich Street in Port Elgin near Vanderwerf's Independent. Because of the power outage today, the lights at some intersections were out. Police remind you to treat those like four-way stops. Earlier today, there was a collision by the Lamont Sports Park on Concession 6 in the south end of Port Elgin. 3 people were taken to hospital for assessment. The Saugeen Shores Fire Department and police also responded to a structure fire on Bluewater Drive in Port Elgin this afternoon. That's in the area a few blocks behind or west of Giant Tiger. No word yet on the extent of the blaze. There were no injuries in a townhouse fire in Dundalk early this morning. Dundalk and Shelburne firefighters were called to the blaze on Mackenzie Street just before 5:30. They arrived to find smoke and flames coming from a main floor window at the back of the home. Southgate Fire Chief Derek Melanick.
And there was flame and smoke coming from a rear main floor window. Fire crews were able to make an aggressive interior attack and get the fire under control.
No one was home at the time. Damage was mostly contained to the floor of origin, but smoke spread throughout. OPP say the cause of the fire is under investigation. A Kincardine councillor has avoided suspension for conduct regarding the Secord Monument. 3 members of council had filed complaints about councillor Bill Stewart for his conduct during discussions regarding the decommissioning of the Secord Monument. In a report provided to council, an integrity commissioner outlined Stewart's code of conduct violations, where he made public statements that undermined the work of council and that he had shared confidential information that was intended for a closed session meeting. The integrity commissioner had recommended that Stewart be suspended for 1 week. Councillor Beth Blackwell shared her thoughts during the discussion.
I think we have grown as a team since this incident, but I will give my colleague credit for acknowledging within the report and acknowledging that there were breaches made.
A motion to carry through with a 1 week suspension for Stewart was defeated. Bruce County staff are putting together their response to send to the province over Bill 5. The Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act was introduced in the legislature last month. Bruce County's planning director Jack Van Dorp says Saugeen Ojibwe Nation has communicated concerns.
They have concerns with the proposed legislation and are preparing a submission to the province. And note that implementation of exemption orders made under a revised Heritage Act could impact cultural heritage resources, our relationships, and reconciliation.
The 3rd annual Cobble Beach 5-kilometer Lighthouse Fun Run has raised over $11,000 for 2 local charities. It was held April 27th and saw over 300 participants. Funds raised will be shared between the YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Grey, Bruce, and West Simcoe. Owen Sound is holding a goods exchange day Saturday from 8 to 6. Residents are encouraged to place any unwanted but still usable items on the curb for people to take. Anything not taken must be back inside the home that evening. A new report delivered to the government yesterday but made public today says Canada Post is effectively insolvent or bankrupt. The report says door-to-door delivery should be phased out, that it should be allowed to close more rural post offices, open more community mailboxes, and use weekend part-time workers. The jury has been dismissed in the sexual assault trial of 5 former Team Canada World Junior hockey players. The judge announced the decision today. The trial will proceed with a judge alone. In sports, Game 6 goes tonight at 8 in Florida between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Panthers. The Leafs must win to extend their season. The Carolina Hurricane await the series winner in the Eastern Conference Final. The Blue Jays open a 3-game series at home against Detroit tonight. In the NBA playoffs, Game 6 between the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks. The Knicks can move on with a win. And in local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars host the Elora Hawks at the Durham Community Center. That's an 8 o'clock start tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tonight. A low of 13 degrees. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm Saturday morning. Windy, a high of 17. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and a high of 12. Sunny and 11 on Monday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.